dictation for Carol Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, June 18. Address as a letter to Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835, and SNEPS Rehabilitation, 681-3781. Dear doctors, Dr. Reitman and SNEPS, follow-up for Carol, advanced renal failure, last visit in June, remains at SNEPS, no emergency room hospital, uses a walker, trying to do low sodium, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, stable dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, tongue nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no claudication symptom, ulcer, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Medication list review, remains on vitamin D125, pancreatic enzyme replacement, calcium, magnesium, potassium. Next paragraph, weight stable 115, blood pressure by nurse 157-101, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no JVD, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, 2+ edema bilateral, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.0, is still baseline for the last 1 year, present GFR 24 stage 4, metabolic acidosis with high chloride from diarrhea, normal sodium, potassium, albumin, phosphorus, low calcium, anemia 9.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No gross progression, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis, previously documented left-sided hydronephrosis, which is chronic, has chronic diarrhea, metabolic acidosis, continue pancreatic enzyme replacement, continue potassium, calcium, phosphorus, continue vitamin D125, update iron studies for anemia, potential EPO replacement, no need for phosphorus binders, we do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms or volume overload, which is not the case, chemistry is on a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 4 or 5 months.